Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CISA, the local hero folks, and Casey Douglas, the bald man behind the grill at the Apollo Grill in East Hampton, longtime supporter of local agriculture and local business in general, and a fellow bald man, which goes a long way for me. What do you got locally going on the menu right now?
I've been fortunate enough to have a CSA, a community-supported agriculture farm in a town here called Mountain View Farm, and I've been with them from the start, so we've got a great relationship. It's really what they have that's on my menu.
When I go to my farm share, and there's like bok choy or things like that, I don't know what to do with it. So what are you as a chef, if that's what gets dealt to you in your farm share, how do you, kohlrabi, like what do I do now?
I avoid the kohlrabi.
Okay.
Oh, come on. You can't avoid kohlrabi, Casey. This is terrible.
It's one of those things where a lot of the specials are made up from the farm share stuff.
Right.
And if I've got the kohlrabi on there, it won't sell so well.
Right.
So we put a lot
What have you called it? Kohlrabi.
That might work. Yeah, a little song and dance.
Yeah, right.
But, we've got the caprese salad on now because Jane grows these great tomatoes at Pepin Farm, and they got corn. So we've got corn fritter with the jerk chicken. So
hey, don't call names.
But you know what I mean? I bring home these bags these bags to the restaurant, and that's what the specials are. Talking to Devon, she said, "Are the things you want to mention?" And I said, "Well, I want to mention this story from when I first got involved in CISA about an event that I did with them at Hampshire College where I roasted a whole lamb, and I hooked up with the folks at Outlook Farm, Aaron and Brad, about getting me a whole lamb. So I brought Audrey, my daughter, 5 years old at the time, to go to the farm to pick up a lamb."
Oh, my.
She was so excited.
I bet.
And when I threw this carcass in the back of the wagon, she was mortified and said nothing rest of the trip. And then my wife the next day said, "What did you do to her? She was terrified." And I said, "I assume she knew. That's what I do."
She was getting a pet.
I cook animals.
She wanted to pet it.
If you're going to eat meat, knowing that it was actually a living creature that died, I think is an important step. Lobster is really the only food that most Americans see alive before they eat it. So to do that might be traumatic at age 5, but also kind of important because it will help you make your ethical decisions as to whether this is something you want to do or not do.
Definitely.
Yeah. It starts early on, like you know, with your kids and the farm share, is that they understand where product comes from, and so they support it.
You know,
why do they have beautiful farms as they drive to school? Because you support them, you know, and it becomes that whole infrastructure that you're basically willing to pay for things that you want in your life.
You vote with your dollars.
Exactly.
You do.
Casey Douglas from the Apollo Grill in East Hampton and Devon Whitney Deal from CISA. Apollo, not the only restaurant in the area, of course, that uses local produce. And the restaurant community in our Happy Valley has come out in full force to support local agriculture. How much have they spent this year?
It's amazing. I'm floored. We have reached over $2 million. That 52 local hero restaurants have spent on local agricultural products.
What's happening is the infrastructure is getting better. And I think that's a big thing that CISA has been able to do. Initially, when I got involved with them, say, 15 years ago, they were just trying to make the farmer-chef connection.
Right.
And that worked great for me. Found Maple Line Farm, get the cream, milk from those guys, Diamond Eggs. But what's happening now is that they're sort of trying to look at the bigger picture. Slaughterhouses are an issue out here. There aren't enough. There are people who want to grow cattle and pigs, but there's no infrastructure for the slaughterhouse.
Right.
Well, same thing happens with the produce. There isn't that centrally located place where people can drop off their product or let suppliers know what they have. My supplier, Squash Trucking, does an excellent job at informing the restaurants what they have local. So it's getting better every year as far as the infrastructure.
Casey Douglas from the Apollo Grill. And now, Casey, you're opening another restaurant. Tell me about this.
As you remember, I had a radio show with Joan Holliday.
I do
on
remember
Saturday
that.
Mornings.
On WHMP.
I was the Galaxy Gourmet. Mm-hmm. And it was great. So I'm taking that name and I'm opening up the Galaxy. It's a bar, restaurant, small plate stuff right on Main Street in East Hampton. And it's going to be the same kind of buzz that the Del Rey was when I was the chef there, a New York cosmopolitan restaurant.
In East Hampton, of all places.
East Hampton, patent leather, white banquettes.
Nice.
You know, it's high design, high style. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And when is that opening up?
End of September.
Casey Douglas from the Apollo Grill and soon to be from Galaxy. What's with the space theme?
I'm a sci-fi guy.
Cool. A nerd chef.
And Monty, he says it's going to be food from all around the world.
You should say
cool
all around the universe.
There you go.
And Devon Whitney Deal from CISA, the local hero folks, can take their local hero challenge. Find out about local hero restaurant days August 20th and 21st at buylocalfood.org.